This is our seminar, the second hour of our seminar, 7-day intensive seminar, School of the Master, reviewing, revising, revealing who I now am. And our second hour is why I can say I am God. This is a training program in using the three-hour meditation. This is not how you would do it at home. At home, you would do it privately with yourself alone. You would not have anybody else around. You would be talking to yourself, listening to yourself, speaking to yourself, and you would not have any distractions. Our first hour, we recorded the 50 minutes, and we sent the 50 minutes out, and now the 50 minutes is to all of our thought for today people, if they want to listen to it already. Quick in a bunny like that. Kind of nice. So, as I give the three-hour meditation, it's a perfect opportunity for you to do the energy massage while you're having the three-hour meditation. And you can take your hands and lightly move them over your body, not necessarily touching your body, but lightly moving it over your body so that you feel the vibrations, the energy between your hands and your body. And at the same time, you're telling your body, I love you. You're telling all of the 10,000 stem cells born in your brain every day that you love them, that you have wonderful expectations of them working harmoniously through your body to produce the wonderful things that you are. Now, during the second hour, you ask yourself, why can I say I am God? And you answer to yourself, why I can say that I'm God, in whatever way that is harmonious for you. You say, I can say that I'm God, as I like to always say, remind myself, because there's nothing else but God. There's nothing else but God anywhere. I think, oh, still even a little sacrilegious to say, I am God, my gosh. I am the allness of the universe. I am the totality of everything. How can I say such a thing? That's very presumptuous. That's very presumptuous to say that I am the all of God, and here I am expressing myself in this apparently limited human body. Here I am expressing myself in this limited awareness of my mind. I express myself in this very finite, limited way. And I say, I am God. How utterly untrue that must be. And yet, if everything is God, and everything is God as far as I'm concerned, then everything must be able to say of itself that it is God, because everything is God. Now, what do we think God is? What do I think God is? God is absolute. God is the allness. God is the isness. God is everything. And that is in me. And that is who I am. I am everything. I was thinking how I sometimes look at other people and I see them not reflecting what I'd like to have them see reflecting. And I see them reflecting anger or insecurity or unhappiness or illness or anything like that. And I say to myself, why are they shining that out from within themselves? Why are they doing that? And If they're God, why are they shining out imperfection? And then I ask myself, if I am God, why am I seeing them shine out imperfection? And the answer comes to me, because as God, I can see everything, know everything, be everything. And as God, be unconditional. As God, have no feelings, no attitude about what I see, no judgment. And when I have no judgment about what I see, then what I see is just an is. And if I see what is just an is, then I am not able to say it's limited. It's an expression of that which is. Now, if I want to say God, I am God, I am the allness of God, and I say I want to be just the spiritual part of God, I don't want to be the human limited part, just the spiritual part. And then I say to myself, well, what is the human limited part? Is that not spiritual? Is my spiritual self without awareness of my human self? If my human self is not spiritual, then I'm saying that something that God expresses is not God. I'm saying that something that I say is not spiritual is not God, so therefore God could not have created it, but yet God created all. And if God creates all, then I am an aspect of that all. And if I am that aspect of that all, then what is it that is the difference between the absolute looking at that all and the finite looking at the all? The finite looks at it with the illusion of judgment, with the illusion of a human attitude to it. Absolute looks at all that exists without judgment, without any attitudes, just as it is, and saying, hey, that's okay. That tree is there, that house is there, that person is there, they are angry, they are happy, they are sad, they are glad, they are rich, they're poor, they're healthy, they're sick. But some of those things I call bad. Well, why do I call it bad? Because I'm judging. When I do not judge, judge not lest you be judged. When I do not judge, I observe. And I train myself in the ability to observe, and as I train myself in the ability to observe and not judge, I am training myself into the highest level of my God consciousness that I can train myself into. I can say I am God because I can look at the human and the limited, and I can look at the absolute, and I can be untouched by either. I can look at the absolute, and I can recognize the absolute is so fantastic. I can say I'm God because that's all there is. I can say I'm God because I understand it. I understand it. I can say I'm God because finally science has woke up to the fact that there are 10,000 new stem cells born in the brain every day. And I say that shortly science will wake up to the fact that every cell of the body is born new every day, and we just haven't been aware of it. Just like we have said to ourselves, the brain at the age of 3 years old ceases to add any new cells to it, and from the age of 3 years old the brain dies, and every cell of the brain dies from the time we're three. This is what we have been told up until this last year or so. But now, all of a sudden, I found out that those cells do not die. But indeed, every day, 10,000 new stem cells are born in my brain. Now, how do I know this? How can I say the scientists know this? What makes them so smart all of a sudden? Well, let's just change that point of view and say, I am smart. I always knew that my brain was constantly enlarging, constantly expanding, because my amount of knowledge is constantly expanding. The information that I had theoretically in my brain in, say, 1900, and the information that I have in my brain in the year 2000 is fantastic. The amount of additional information was just fantastic. Well, the fact is, that information was always there. In fact, all information, all knowledge, all beingness is in my mind right now, and I am merely expanding my awareness of my brain to realize that it's there, and I draw it forth, and I draw it forth and use it however I wish, and I can only do that because I am God. All the knowledge of the universe is in the one mind, and I call that the mind of God. And the mind of God, though I may use my brain to receive or interpret or understand the mind of God or whatever little bit that I can, my brain is opening the way for me to understand more. And if I follow Emerson's statement to get my bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, then I will be doing some very fabulous thing. Instead of saying, why can I say I'm God? I will so completely know that I am God, there is no question. There's no question why I can say I'm God. There's no doubt in me why I can say I'm God, because there's nothing else but God anywhere. And I am becoming aware of that. It doesn't change anything. It always was. But I'm just becoming aware of it. And I'm becoming aware that the allness of God that I am, I can do. And by my saying, I am God, God I am training my stem cells in my brain to be aware that I am God. I am training every organ, action, function of my body, which has been trained to believe it is less than perfect. I am training every organ, action, and function of my body to be aware that I am God. I am perfect. I am fantastic. I do love myself. I do love my creation. I love the fact that I am God. And I can say I'm God because I just live it. I believe it. I know it. Revealed through me every single instant of my life. And my life is all in the timelessness of now. I know that. I know that I am God. I feel good about being God. I feel wonderful about being God. I feel noble about being God. I feel that all is good and very good. And it's a wonderful thing to be good and very good. Nothing else matters. Nothing else makes any difference at all. For the only thing that is that I am God. The only thing that is that I am the allness of the universe right now. I am that I am. I am. I am God. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am marvelously made. I am marvelously created. Now, I have created a brain. And I have created this brain to be trained to siphon out the things that I want to be aware of. Now, if I did not have my brain, I would be the allness of God expressing right here and now, and I would not be aware of anything that I'm expressing because I'm expressing the allness. That's the way it is when you're God. You express the allness. When you're truly aware that you're God, you don't express any item, any individual thing, you express the all. Okay, so I have created my brain to allow me to be a Michelangelo, or to allow me to be a Mozart, to allow me to be a Herb Barley, to allow me to be myself, or whatever I call myself, right here and now. And if I did not do that, I would not know about Herb Barley. I would not know about Mozart or Michelangelo. I wouldn't know about anything. I couldn't. But my brain allows me to know these individual finite things. But because my brain is trained to only be aware of a few things at a time, I don't realize that truly I know everything right now. And when I, as a scientist, begin to say, hey, I don't believe that the brain stops growing. I believe the brain continues growing. I'm going to prove it. And so then I begin to look into proving it. Just like our scientists early said the world was flat and the world was round. And then one disagreed with the other and they went about to prove it. And lo and behold, they found that everything in the universe is globular. Everything is round. The earth, the planet, stars, the planet, the system itself is round. But how can we see beyond what we can see beyond and know whether the system is perhaps in a cube? Maybe it's in a box. Maybe it's unlimited. I kind of think it's unlimited. But the thing is, who knows? Who knows? We can have these bucky cubes that are round and yet they're cubes. How strange these things are. How wonderful they are. We look at a plane on the earth and, oh, I can say I'm God because I'm thinking about these things. And we look at the railroad track and we say it's straight as a line, as straight as a whistle. And yet, if we could look far enough on the railroad track, we would see that it's circling the road. The world is going in a circle. The railroad track is following the contour of the earth, going up and down and around and about. It is a circle. And that straight track that we look at from our limited point of view seems so straight and so flat, and yet it's a circle. How wonderful the things are that we can say, I'm God. God allows us to be unlimited and think of all things and be all things right now, or to allow us to think on a limited area. Not that the area is limited, but to think on a limited area, and to think of us as a human being. And as I think of myself as a human being, I think of all the things that a human being is, and then I know that I'm more than that. But I'm perfectly happy to live as a human being. I don't mind living in a healthy body, in a healthy world, abundantly, harmoniously. I don't mind that. But I should, because that's not my reality. My reality as the all, as God, as the isness, extends so far beyond whatever I can conceive. And as I let myself go into the essence of so far beyond, I begin to see magic, and I begin to see things that I could never have imagined before. What I think now is so unique and so strange, like levitation or teleportation or thought transference. So many of these things we're doing, but we're not acknowledging it. We don't realize it. We think of ourselves at home in our house, and we think of ourselves sitting in our living room. We think of ourselves being at our kitchen table and eating as a family. We think of all these things, and we're there. We're there just as much as if we were to take our car and drive there and be there. Take an airplane, fly there. Walk there to whatever building we live in, whatever world we have chosen for ourselves. I can say I'm God because I can dream. And I can dream, which I use as a human term, but actually, when I dream, what I am doing, I am living on another dimension in that dream, having that experience. That's just as real for me as if I were in fact there, and I am in fact there, but I think I'm in fact somewhere else, so I am wherever I think I am in fact, and if I think I'm in fact in four or five different places, then I am in fact in four or five different places, and I'm not sure which is the place that I started out from, or which is the place that I'm going to, but I'm God and I can do all those things. I can be unlimited. Think about it. We're on our computers, and we're on the internet. And some people say you should have a number of passwords, you should have a number of email codes, you know, a name for yourself, an email name. And you should have these things, and they should be different, because that way people can't get to you too much on one or the other. And then you have to remember what these email names are and these passwords are, and if you're going from area to area, which one are you using it, and why are you using it in that area? And I have unip.us, that's University of Philosophy, US, and I have goduni.org, which is University of Healing, and so forth, and who knows what is all there. And some are in my Apple accounts, my Mac accounts, and some are in my PC accounts, and my goodness sakes, I'm all those people, I'm all those emails, I'm the one who's receiving that. Why, only God could be so diverse and so fantastic. And then what do they tell me? They say, now you need to have a keychain. You have to have a keychain to keep your passwords on it. So that whenever you are doing something, you just bring up your keychain and you know what your password is for whatever it is, the area that you're going to be in. Well, you see, those are just physiological things. Those are things that we just have dreamed up. And we think we can make a robot man, and that robot man will have human attributes to it. Of course it will, because we created it. But why not just create another man? Well, we do all the time with sex, you know. A sperm and an egg get together and out come a little baby. Out come a little man, a little lady. And they're so fantastic. And we're doing all these things. We're so magical. We're so God. We're so expressing aspects of God. Why can I say I'm God? Because I demonstrate that constantly in all the magic I do every day. And I haven't even begun to do the magic that I think is exciting, because I think I can't do it. And so long as I think I can't do anything, I won't do it, and thereby I'll continue to think I can't do it. But as God, I can do all those things. As God, I do all those things. As God, I do express all those things. Why can I say I'm God? Because there's nothing else but God. And what to me is God? What is God to me? What does God mean? Does God mean the allness, the isness, the oneness? Does God mean the uniqueness? Does God mean the individualization? Does God? Yes, God means all of that. And I should never give myself the opportunity to think God is less. For as God is the most finite atom, quark, the most finite substance that we know, so God is the grandest of universes that exist. The broadness and the finiteness are all one. I can say I'm God because I understand these things. I can say I'm God because I know these things and I feel comfortable with these things. I'd like to tell the story about the guy with the Big Bang Theory, you know. He was talking to his kids and he said, how you doing? They said, Dad, tell us the story of how Earth was created. And being a scientist, he told them the Big Bang Theory. But he told them the Big Bang Theory had to come from one little atom who was lonely out in space and wanted to have somebody to play with. Now, an atom by itself cannot be lonely. It has no personality. It has no humanness to it. It cannot be lonely out in space by itself because it is the allness and the allness is it, and therefore it cannot be lonely. And the atom cannot hold its breath because it doesn't have a body, but that's a symbol. It cannot hold its breath and then hold it and hold it until it blows up and becomes all the aspects of the universe. But yet that's the story. And that's the story that all the scientists have more or less alluded to, if they haven't actually accepted it as being so. They said it's an interesting theory. And that's what it is, a theory. But it doesn't have to be a theory. All I have to do is say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, and I give the exact answer of how the universe was created. Now, what makes you think you're so smart? What makes me think I'm so smart that I can say that's not the way it is? What makes me think I'm so smart that I can say that that's not the way creation was brought about? Anything I conceive of or think of has a very, it not only has a possibility, it is true. Anything I think of on some level of awareness, on some level of consciousness, does exist. It is true. Now, I can say I'm God because as God, I can be aware of that. And as God, I'm aware of all these things. On all levels of consciousness, on all levels of being, on all levels of isness. And I'm not so much aware of it as I am it. For the awareness is a human expression, a human attribute. Awareness has nothing to do with divinity. Divinity is the isness and the allness that exists. It does not have uniqueness. The moment it has uniqueness, that's an illusionary thing, that's a temporary thing. The moment it has uniqueness, it is not sensitive, it is not in fact living in its allness, but it is. It can never not be living in its allness. It can never not be all that it is, but it can be unaware that it is all that it is. But it's not aware that it is the allness. God's not aware that it is God. For if God were aware that it is God, it would not be God. It does not have the capacity to be aware that it is God. Just as I don't have the capacity to be aware that I am living on 1,702 dimensions right now, this moment, because I say so. And those two dimensions mess me up because I'm concentrating on those two dimensions and I'm forgetting all about the thousands of other ones. And the minute I start concentrating on the thousands of other ones, I forget about the two and I forget about the individual dimensions here and there, and I'm like confused. And I'm only confused because I forget which level I'm playing on. Am I being the allness, the isness, the oneness, the God presence? Or am I being the uniqueness? Am I being who I am as a unique, fabulous individual? It all depends. It all depends on where my values are. It all depends on what my interest is. It all depends on why I am interested in knowing certain things and studying certain things. It's fascinating. But think about it. If I say to you, here's a jar full of marbles, and you look at the jar full of marbles and you say, that's a jar full of marbles. And I say, yep. Do you think you could get another marble in there? And you say, as a marble, I could not get another marble in there because it's right to the top. But if you say, could I get more substance in there than the marbles that are in there right now, I would say, easy. I take all the marbles and crush them, and they make up maybe half the jar. So I could have two portions of crushed marble in a jar that will only hold one portion of full marbles. Now, we think that we are so wise and so intelligent to come up with these didactic syllogisms and come up with these most interesting statements of fact and how bright we are. But really, everything is unique. The moment I crush the marbles, they are no longer marbles. They are crushed glass. The moment I crush the glass that has been crushed glass, it becomes its original silicon. And the moment I crush the silicon under absolute pressure, then it becomes the diamond. And when I crush the diamond beyond that, then it becomes its original purity and integrity. It becomes the oil, the fuel, the material that it was. And then when I crush that, it once again reverts to other aspects. The possibilities are unlimited, and we are there. We're doing all of these wonderful, fantastic things, and what's happening to us as we do them? Well, as I do them, I one moment think I'm God, and I the next moment I think I'm man. I one moment think that I am the infinite, the allness, the divine creative cause of the universe, and the next minute I see myself as the finiteness, the creative cause of my little finite universe, my human universe. And I cut myself off from the allness that I am. But you say, when you say you're the allness, then you're not aware that you're the finiteness. That's right. And so, if in the allness I know everything, and in the finiteness I can know everything, but I don't know everything, because if I know everything, then I'll be the allness, then how can I say that I am God? Well, that's the beauty of it. You can say, I can say that I am God because I know that I'm the allness, but I choose to play the game of who I am. Now, how can I prove to myself even more so that I am God? Well, I have to stop and think, what level of awareness do I want to be God? On what level of awareness do I want to know it? Do I want to be the rice, the grain of flour? Do I want to be the crushed rice or the crushed flour grain and become the flour? Do I want to take that flour and add yeast and other things to it and make bread out of it? Do I want to be the loaf of bread? Do I want to cut the loaf up and be sandwiches and have them be slices? And as I cut the bread up and I have these slices, then there are the slices. And then if I want to take the bread and eat the bread and have it go into my body, then my body in turn eats the bread, masticates the bread, and digests the bread. And as the bread is digested, it becomes part of the substance of my body, and the parts that I have no use for, I pass out and put out as defecation. And so the little seed of the rice or the flour or the grain changed from its many modes and allowed me to eat it at one time, and another time allowed it to be other aspects. It allowed it to be flour, it allowed it to be bread, it allowed it to be food in my stomach. What really is the essence of food? What really is the seed of grain or the seed of rice? What really are they? And why should they be given to me to make food for me? Why should I have them? Well, because I'm God. And I can do anything I want to do. I can express myself in any way that I want to express myself. I can live in any way that I want to live, and I can enjoy myself in any way that I want to enjoy myself. Now, is this who you are? Can you say I am God and know that that's true for yourself? Can you say that? Kind of an interesting concept, isn't it? Very, very fascinating concept. Think about these things and think how wonderful they are. And think that you can say you're God because you are the expression of all that is good and beautiful. You can say that you're God because you are the light and the life of all that is in this universe. Say that you're God because that's all there is. It is something quite remarkable. It's something quite special for each of us to say that we're God and to be God and to live in that awareness that that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Can you say of yourself, I am God? Can I say of myself, I am God? As we chant these words, as we speak these words during our first hour of meditation, we are planting these seeds in our consciousness. We are planting these thoughts in our mind. Our mind knows it all, but our brain is thereby opening up and letting our divinity shine through. So, I say to you, let these things be inside of you. I say to me, let these things be inside of me. I say to all that I am God. And I can say I am God, for that's all there is. Why can I say I am God, say I am God, say I am God? Why can I say I am God and know that it is true? Why can I say I am God, say I am God, say I am God? Why can I say I am God? Because that's all there is. Now take a pause and come back at 5 minutes after, and we will have our introspective time going within, listening as God talks to us. And I will let you know how God talks to me, so that when you practice this on your own, you won't be surprised at what you hear. Have a lovely pause.